I'm Tiziana Deering. Let's look at tomorrow on the show. Massachusetts voters could decide at the ballot box this year whether rideshare drivers here in the state are employees or they are contractors. And it is setting up to be a big deal. And meanwhile, elsewhere in the country, let's use Minneapolis as an example. Uber and Lyft are threatening to leave after the city made it more expensive for them to operate. So the stakes are high. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow on the show. It is the future of rideshare. You are listening to Radio Boston. So sometimes the foods that mean most to us, maybe they come from far away. Maybe they have unusual stories behind them. Maybe they're a little unexpected. So when I heard that Joe Gatto was bringing his favorite food, I wasn't sure what to expect. So what is it, Joe?
I threw a twist in. We're going falafels today.
I did not see that coming,
Chef.
No one did. That's right.
I got to keep everyone on their toes.
That's right. Chef Joe Gatto, a host of From Scratch on Pluto TV, is here to teach us how to make falafel. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. You know I love being here.
Oh, it's great to have you here. We have a new guest taster today, Amy Sokolow, who's associate producer for All Things Considered and Weekend Edition. Welcome back. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So just quickly tell us, what does it mean to be an associate producer?
Yeah, so I work on our newscast division along with the folks on Morning Edition, the other folks on Weekend Edition, and ATC. So we are making calls, we're helping the hosts prepare for the shows and getting the freshest news of the day.
And sometimes eating falafel.
Sometimes.
There we go. So you are going to teach us how to make falafel today, yes?
I am.
All right. And you brought it in. In a minute, we're going to get into some sort of falafel background, but we got to get that cooking started first because this one's going to take us a little while. It's going to take you a little while to cook
yes? Yeah, this takes a little while now.
Okay.
In talking to Yasmin, we figured out that there's many different versions of this with many different beans.
Yes.
This is chickpea version?
Okay.
This is chickpea.
Yes.
But recently, I did go to Whole Foods because my mother-in-law requested them.
Mm-hmm. Do we hear a little beep there?
I'm beeping.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's all
Beeping's
right.
Beeping's okay. We're not going down.
Our cooking element here
we're
in the
going
background.
Down. That's we're not
right.
going down.
That's right. All right.
So, I made them with actually pinto beans and black beans.
Really?
And it came out really, really good.
Okay.
And I was told fava beans is a big one.
Yep.
These are chickpea. And
okay.
I obsessed over these for the longest time.
Okay.
And still do. This is one of my favorites and one of my wife's favorites.
Why? Where did this start?
I love the texture. The first time I had them, the texture and that herbaceousness that they have just kind of blew my mind.
Where were you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was in L.A.
Okay.
And I just
Indoors, food truck, restaurant, friend's
house? It was a food truck.
Okay.
It was a food truck.
And was it in sandwich form? Wrap?
No,
form?
No. It had some hummus, and they were just, like, naked, doing their thing.
So naked fried vegetable patties doing their thing in L.A., and they caught Chef Joe Gatto's attention.
Never does that sound like something that would... if someone put it like that, I'd be like, I'm a hard pass. But when we tasted them, I just couldn't get over it. So I, of course, go home, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to make these. No problem. Wait a second.
Oh, yeah?
These aren't as good as the ones I had. What am I doing? Hold on. Let me look up some real authentic recipes. I'll figure it out in a minute. What's going on?
Right.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't get it right.
I couldn't figure it out.
What was the problem?
So over here on the East Coast, I ran into my friend Avi, who owned the Chubby Chickpea truck. And he said, how are you doing it? And I said, in the food processor, you know, I pulse it. He said, no. You got to use the meat grinder.
Why?
The texture.
It changes the texture of the chickpea.
And boom, I made them that way, and we're good to go.
Okay, so what are the ingredients in these falafels?
Right,
so you've got these little balls of falafel that you are frying in deep fry. No holds barred here. What kind of oil?
This is just canola oil.
Canola oil, okay. And what's in these balls of falafel?
For the falafels, the way I do it, I grind them. I'm just going to pop these in the oil as we're going.
Yep.
I grind them with cilantro, parsley.
Yep.
And I actually put a little mint, garlic, and jalapeno in mine.
Okay.
Not traditional, the way I like it.
All right.
You know how I always do it. And you grind it all together.
Okay.
With the pea. And the key here, one of the other keys is, don't use canned chickpeas. Right? Okay.
So true.
Thank you. Okay. Never use canned chickpeas. It's going to come out mushy. It's not going to come out good.
Okay.
When you use beans that you've soaked overnight,
yes,
and then you use the meat grinder, the texture on the outside is crunchalicious.
Okay.
and we get that nice tender inside because we're not spending all this time overcooking the outside. And that's when I ran into the problem with the food processor. It was just too smooth. And like literally, it changed my life. Now we do them this way, and
all right,
it's super easy.
Some technical questions for you real quick. Ratio of chickpeas or fava beans for the original, and there are a lot of claims about where falafel comes from, and it's actually a Middle Eastern food that people fight about. But many historians point to Egypt as the source and fava beans as the original bean in the chickpea. So regardless, the bean to other ingredients ratio is?
The bean, is handful a technical term?
Sure.
Okay.
For you it is, because you're Joe Gatto from scratch. Yeah.
So I do like 2 bushels of cilantro to maybe 2 cups of chickpeas.
Okay.
Somewhere all around there. Grind it with it though.
Well, all
and then,
in,
yeah, and then
all in one.
I do one bushel of parsley.
Yep.
Then I do 6, 7, 8, 10 cloves of garlic, whatever kind of pours in.
All right.
And then the key is when you grind it together so it's all one.
Yeah.
That you can try to pulse it in a food processor and grind the beans and combine them separately, but I like to do it together.
All right. So these are cooking for what, 6 minutes in the oil?
Somewhere around there. The oil, of course, can't get up to true temperature here because...
because security risks were in a... right.
You know.
We'll blow up the station.
Anyone remember last time?
That's right. So let me talk to you for a minute, Amy, as our enthusiastic tester. You are a falafel fan.
I'm a big falafel fan.
All right. Favorite way to eat falafel?
I do like it plain, the way you said, over a bed of hummus and like some olive oil, but I also love like a pita sandwich with all these like crisp veggies inside.
Yep.
And also hummus.
And are you an adventurous falafel eater? Are you game for some jalapeno in there, some mint in there, some unexpected ingredients, or are you sort of an old school traditional?
I would say up to this point, I've been a traditionalist, but that doesn't mean I'm not down to try this new concoction. I'm intrigued.
And do you remember the first time you had falafel?
I think I do. I think I made falafel in Hebrew school class as a kid.
Okay. So a long time ago.
Long time ago, probably 20 years ago.
Okay. So for me, I will say born and raised in Battle Creek, Michigan, where there was not a big supply of falafel. And I think the first time I had it was actually in Harvard Square when I was like 29 years old. So falafel came to me later in life.
Yeah.
But for everybody, this is a truly vegetarian. It can be a vegan dish.
Yeah.
Yep. And lots of different ways to serve it. I, too, am a big fan of the naked falafel with a little bit of hummus, maybe a little sauce.
I brought hummus, too.
Fantastic.
So
fantastic.
And one little thing that you can do with your falafel mix is add, I've seen this a bunch. Some people say yes, some people say no, as usual. But a little baking powder gives it a little lift.
What do you mean by lift?
It makes it a little more tender on the inside.
So a little fluffier,
yeah.
Do you mean? Because it's got a rising agent in it? Okay, so this is that moment.
I didn't do that to this.
Okay.
Just because I just didn't do it.
Would you like it fluffier, Amy, or would you prefer a more crunch or a dense falafel?
I would say I'm more on the fluffier side.
All right.
Like a crunchy outside, fluffy inside.
So you'd
there's
be pro-baking powder.
Oh, like me.
Yeah, there's definitely, I've had some falafel that's very like rock-like, and that's not my jam.
That's not your thing.
Yeah.
It's so much. All right, so
the pressure's on
one,
now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these falafel balls have come out of the fryer, and I just want to note the moment that we're having. So Studio 2, there's glass. I can see into the control room. Everybody knows how good Joe's food is in general, and there's like 8 people in the control room. The falafel came out, and everyone's eyes got big because everyone's like, taste it. How is it? So let's get Amy to do her job here.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
Not associate producer now. Now is taster. So how are we going to serve this
for
Amy?
I'm going to put a couple on the plate.
And what did you do in your hummus? I know you made that hummus.
Of course.
Okay. Now, this not in a meat grinder, right? These chickpeas, I'm assuming
No, no, no.
This
was food processor. This has... because of Easter, I had a lot of roasted garlic, so I did a roasted garlic one, and then I had a little chipotle flake that nice. I did it. So okay. It has just a little bit of spice. It's a little chunky style, you
get a little
as
bit
you
of
can
kick,
see.
Amy, okay. across okay. the board in this falafel.
I like this non-traditional
There we
angle
go.
We're taking
I just,
here.
You know, I just can't do anything the way
All
it's
right.
supposed
so
to be done. It's a
passing the falafel with a nice big mound of hummus to Amy. And
then
Amy's...
I'm going to put some on the plate for you, too.
Okay, Tiziana. Great. So Joe, while you do that, Amy, mm-hmm. take your first bite. So we're going right. to sequence this so that A, nobody has to listen to us chew, and B,
They're
you
crunchy.
Have a chance to chew before you tell me how it is. I heard that crunch.
You might be...
Across the
room. Steaming
they're
going to
be lava hot,
so
be careful,
seconds.
Please.
Joe, in your family, is this one the kids help with?
No. This isn't... This isn't any of their favorites.
Interesting.
This is, you know,
this is a more mature palate.
My
food.
Son likes it, but he wouldn't choose this over, you know, like tacos or anything else I make.
It's for you and your wife.
Yeah, my wife and I
is this
still enjoy
food?
This. Oh yeah, 100%. This and Thai food is
Very nice.
Is date night.
So
for
do you
us.
Have like a glass of wine with it?
Well,
or?
I mean. I don't drink, so.
Oh well, then you don't.
So I don't. So I pass on the
yeah.
vino.
Yeah.
But you know, this is, I don't know, it's just reminds me of just spending time with my wife before the kids and just hanging out. Yes. And I do like to make the pita bread with it.
Yeah.
But today I didn't do that just because I wanted just the falafel to be the star.
And let's find out from Amy if it is.
I mean, drum roll.
Amy's got a big smile on her face, food in her mouth.
She could
you
be
may
faking
talk
it,
with
though.
Food in your mouth. Okay. You're allowed.
Okay.
All right.
I would say very crispy, very green, very herbaceous, as you said. I like the mint. That's a really nice touch.
Yep.
It's right? different.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed you have not mentioned the jalapenos, which you were sort of wondering about. Is it because you're not really tasting them or you're not really loving that variety or?
Well, I feel like the mint flavor came out a little stronger, but I do think the jalapeno adds like a nice peppery kind
nice.
Of like vegetal
nice.
Little undertone.
And the hummus with it?
Oh, so good. So velvety. I love like one of my favorite things about falafel and hummus is like the mix of the textures and like the crispy and the smooth and yeah.
Fantastic.
Really nice.
Yeah, I mean, just eating these makes me just want to go home
okay.
and just eat them.
So now I get to take my taste too. And Amy, at this point, we've got one other thing we want to talk about. So at this point, we're going to thank you. You stay right there and keep eating, but we'll say goodbye to you here. Amy Sokolow, associate producer here at WBUR, thanks so much for being our taster.
Thanks for having me.
You can keep eating. I'm going to take a little taste here, Joe. Water. Lemonade, soda. What's the best beverage, non-alcoholic beverage to enjoy?
I would definitely do lemonade with
yeah.
this mm-hmm. all day. Homemade lemonade, forget about it. Yeah, that would definitely be my kind of thing. I can hear that crunch through
my
headphones.
You can hear the crunch. Sorry, folks, that you're hearing me chew, but
in the car, that
fantastic
must sound great.
Crunch, fantastic hummus with it. It's
super
just beautiful.
Herby.
That's
like
right.
That's how I like it, and
yeah.
that's why I make it that way. It's definitely not jalapeno forward.
No. It's the mint.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I really want to get very serious for just a minute, Joe, because in our last minute, I just wanted to give a nod because we just found out today that Larry Lucchino, who is the former president and CEO of the Boston Red Sox, died today.
Yeah, that's
he was 78
sad.
Years old. He was ahead of the team from 2002 to 2015, broke the curse.
Yeah.
World Series in 2004 and other times. You're a Sox fan. Just 1 minute.
I mean, he just meant so much to baseball because you have to remember, before he even came over to the Red Sox, he was the one that spearheaded Camden Yards, right? Bringing back that old-looking, that old feel to the ballparks again. So he was such an innovator through the whole time. And then when he came to the Sox, you know, he was part of the management team that brought Big Poppy over. I mean, he was essential in breaking the curse, which, you know, for Boston people— That's a big deal. I mean, that changed the culture.
85 years of no World Series
yeah,
until 2004.
That's sad. I,
86
you know,
years. Goodness, 86 years until
condolences
2004.
To his family and everyone. I mean, he was amazing. He was an innovator. He was a big part of my life, that's for sure.
All right. Remembering Larry Lucchino. Joe Gatto, thanks for being here. What are you bringing next time?
I don't know yet. We're going to have to talk about that.
We'll have to see.
It's a mystery.
Chef Joe Gatto, host of From Scratch on Pluto TV, as always. Thanks so much for being here.
As always, thank you so much for having me. Thank you. This was so fun.